Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Congrats on getting your first poll commission.
Thank you. Yes, so this was Fabrizio Lee and Associates. And as you mentioned, in a head-to-head, the poll shows 48-48, Harris Trump. And then when you add the other candidates, like you just mentioned, RFK Jr., Dr. Jill Stein, Dr. Cornell, it's still 45-45 with, I think, 4% going to RFK and then 2% to others with some undecideds out there. And so this is, look, no one ever said this was going to be an easy race. And especially with the Democrats seeing Biden so unfavorable that they undemocratically had to force him out and install Kamala. But the honeymoon phase, we're going to find out today whether or not that's over. I still have yet to receive data from the Department of State. And I have been messaging them once a day, every day, simply asking the Pennsylvania Department of State, can they with certainty tell me that not a single non-citizen or illegal alien is on the voter rolls in Pennsylvania, and they have not been able to answer that question.
Well, if you find time, my buddy, tongue-in-cheek, Al Schmidt, who's Mr. Let's Stop Misinformation, he really is the czar. You think he would be able to answer that. So, Scott, I commend you, and you're going to be on a tour around this county to county. I wanted to go back to the poll, though, first, though. One sub-headline here, which I think is important, that persuadable voters, and there may be, there's still a number of them out there one way or the other. The more they hear about Harris, the more they actually have information about what she did as DA and about her positions, which she still has not renounced. This is an interesting strategy, Scott, where she has some person we never hear behind the scenes say, she's fine with fracking now. She either has to say it one way or another. These persuadable people, the more they hear about her, because how much is unknown about Trump? Very little. I mean, everybody in the world knows anything you want about him. She's more unknown.
I agree. And at the end of the day, look, it showed she's more unfavorable than Trump is, even in this quote-unquote honeymoon phase. And with the stock market crashing, when people are going to look at their 401ks with the continuing rise of gas prices, food prices, and if Kamala's in there, your electricity bills are going up because she will cut down on fracking. She will cut down on natural gas, which is critical to jobs in the infrastructure of Pennsylvania. And so I think as people learn more, as you just mentioned, I think her unfavorable is going to go up. And you're going to see President Trump go up in Pennsylvania. But with that being said, we need to continue registering voters. And so I'm very proud to say that at this moment in time, my organization, Early Vote Action, we have hired a full-time state director in Pennsylvania. We have 6 full-time staffers on the ground right now across PA, and we are onboarding more with the hope of having a total of 19 full-time staffers across PA going into the November election.
Well, wait a minute, though. Here's the project I'm most interested in, the cloning, Dan, of Scott Presler. How is that going on? Have we cloned him yet?
Well, there's already 16 of him.
Well, I want the original clone here.
Is this the original Scott Presler we're talking to?
Yeah, that's true.
Well, and it's also going to turn into a tour. So, yes, I announced, you know, I'm actually stuck in Tampa right now. You got this terrible weather pattern going on, and so my flights are getting canceled. And I'm using my time to get more volunteers, sending them to our full-time staffers across the state. But as soon as I get back, I'm going to embark on a 67 Commonwealth tour across the state. And as I'm visiting, you know, the Wayne County Fair, to the Juniata Fair, to the Washington Fair, and hitting every single county, I'm also going to be hand-delivering a note from Early Vote Action to every single board of election, basically stating to them, we would like confirmation in writing that not a single illegal alien or non-citizen is on the voter rolls. But furthermore, we want to find out, what are they going to do to ensure that Luzerne County, Pennsylvania, for example, does not run out of paper ballots on Election Day? I want to hear their plan to know how many paper ballots they are ordering, how many they have on hand, how many they plan on having on hand 2 weeks before Election Day, to make sure that none of those things that have been going wrong on Election Day in the past are not going to also happen on Tuesday, November 5th, 2024. And so we're very serious from not only doing voter registration and hiring, but making sure that we have election integrity. And I am forcing the Department of State to act.
Absolutely. Scott, you in Tampa, you may not have seen this, but the Commonwealth Court of Pennsylvania has ruled that digital images of completed absentee and mail-in ballots are to be considered public records. That means you can't get rid of them. And that's a great way, I think, to assure people, and that's what you're trying to do too on this, and I am, with mail-in balloting, and also to put the fear of God, hopefully, into these county boards. This one in Erie, but it's across the state, this landmark decision. They must be treated as right to know and also as public records, that you cannot get rid of the digital records of this.
That's good. That's a victory. But remember, once the vote is locked in, it's very difficult to remove that vote. And the Democrats are going to be utilizing 50 days of early voting. And so, again, I hope everybody listening to this, that you've been listening for the last year while I've been going on Dan's show, the Democrats are going to have 50 days to play with, and we must have an all-of-the-above approach to voting if we're going to be successful. Now, I will say one other victory that I saw is I go onto the pavoterservices.pa.gov website where people can register to vote or change their party affiliation, and I noticed a slight change that they have now added at the very top language read in bold that says that not only must you be a resident of Pennsylvania, but you must also be a U.S. citizen. And I do think that our public pressure campaign daily has forced them to add that language. And so they're watching, and let's see if let's continue to put that very peaceful public pressure on the Department of State.
Absolutely. Where do people go for early vote action?
Please, we continue to need your financial help. Earlyvoteaction.com. If you want us to hire these 19 full-time staffers across the state, earlyvoteaction.com. We have WinRed, Anadot, checks, and we also accept crypto. So there is an opportunity for everybody to get involved.
Absolutely. Scott, thank you so much again. Constantly inventive and persistence is the watchword here.
And I want to make it clear that we, as a former dog walker and an animal lover, we will not be abusing any bears in the woods at earlyvoteaction.com. So you can support our work here.
Exactly. Thank you, Scott, very much. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, boys.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.